Well, good afternoon. I'm glad to be back here again with you.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，下午好！很高兴再次回到你们当中。
I'm continuing my sermon series on the Bible being a story about God creating a people for Himself, but this sermon will be a bit different.
继续我系列的讲道，圣经是关于上帝为他自己创造属他子民的故事。
So far, in tracing the story about how God created a people for Himself, the action has been about what God has done. Today we will focus on what we, as God's people, do.
到目前为止，在追溯上帝如何为自己创造一群子民的故事时，我们主要关注的是上帝已经成就的事情。今天我们要把焦点放在我们作为上帝的子民，我们该做什么。
And to do this, we will need to return to the book of Exodus.
为此我们需要回到出埃及记。
The last time we covered the children of Israel meeting with God at Mount Sinai. At that time, God gave a revelation of Himself to all the people and gave Moses the Ten Commandments.And a set of laws and instructions that God called the Book of the Covenant.
上次我们讲到，以色列人曾在西奈山与神相会，那时上帝向众百姓启示了他自己，并赐给摩西十诫，以及一系列律法和教训。上帝称他为约书。
And after the people promised to obey these commands.God created a covenant with them. But God also revealed more to Moses. And a key part of what God revealed to Moses was the plan for a tabernacle, where God would dwell with them and where he would meet with his people.
在百姓承诺遵行这些诫命之后，上帝与他们立了约。但上帝还向摩西启示了更多的内容，其中一个关键的部分就是上帝向摩西启示建造会幕的计划。这是上帝要与他的百姓同住，并与他们相会的地方。
The specifications God gave Moses for the tabernacle were quite extensive, and it would take a long time to read. So this afternoon.I will just focus on the narrative parts of the tabernacle creation that we find in the book of Exodus.
上帝赐给摩西关于会幕的规格非常的详细，读完这些内容需要花很长的时间，所以今天下午我将只关注于出埃及记中记述关于建造会幕的部分。
So please stand as we read a few portions of the book of Exodus, starting with Exodus chapter 25, verse 1.
现在弟兄姊妹起立，我们将一起诵读出埃及记中的几段经文。我们先从出埃及记25:1到2开始。
The Lord said to Moses, Tell the Israelites to bring me an offering. You are to receive the offering from me from everyone whose heart prompts them to give.
耶和华小谕摩西说：“你告诉以色列人，当为我送礼物来，凡甘心乐意的，你们就可以收下归我。”
Then move down to verse 8.
接下来到8-9。
Then have them make a sanctuary for me, and I will dwell among them. Make this tabernacle and all its furnishings exactly like the pattern.I will show you.
又当为我建造圣所，使我可以住在他们中间。制造帐幕和其中的一切器具，都要按照我所指示的样式。
Let's turn next to chapter 35, verse 30.
让我们翻到圣经的35:1，然后我们看30节。
Then Moses said to the Israelites, See, the Lord has chosen Bezalel, son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. And he has filled him with the the Spirit of God with wisdom, with understanding, with knowledge, and with all kinds of skills.
摩西对以色列人说：“犹大支派中，朱户的孙子乌利的儿子比撒列，耶和华已经提他的名召他，又以神的灵充满他，使他有智慧、聪明、知识，能做各样的工作。”Then
to verse 34.
34节.
And he has given both him and Oholiab, the son of Ahisamach of the tribe of Dan, the ability to teach others.
So, 耶和华又使他和但支派中亚希、撒母的儿子亚和利亚伯心里聪明，能教导人。So
Bezalel and Oholiab, and every skilled person to whom the Lord has given skill and the ability to know how to carry out all the work of the constructing the sanctuary, are to do the work just as the Lord has commanded.
36章一节，比撒列和亚和利亚伯，并一切心里有智慧的，就是蒙耶和华赐智慧聪明，叫他知道做圣所各样使用之功的。
Moving on to chapter 36, verse 2. Then Moses summoned Bezalel and Oholiab and every skilled person to whom the Lord had given ability and who was willing to do the work to come and do it. They received from Moses all the offerings the Israelites had brought to carry out the work of constructing the sanctuary. And the people continued to bring freewill offerings morning after morning.
这些人就从摩西收了以色列人为做圣所并圣所使用之功拿来的礼物，百姓每早晨还把甘心早晨还把甘心献的礼物拿来。And
let's conclude with chapter 40, starting at verse 33.
最后让我们来到40章，从33节开始。
Then Moses set up the courtyard around the tabernacle and altar and put up the curtain at the entrance to the courtyard. And so Moses finished the work. Then the cloud covered the tent of meeting, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Moses could not enter the tent of meeting because the cloud had settled on it, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. In all the travels of the Israelites, whenever the cloud lifted from above the tabernacle, they would set out. But if the cloud did not lift, they did not set out until the day it lifted. So the cloud of the Lord was over the tabernacle by day, and fire was in the cloud by night, in the sight of all the Israelites during all their travels.
在帐幕和坛的四围立了院锥，把院子的门帘挂上，这样摩西就完工了。当时云彩遮盖会幕，耶和华的荣光就充满了帐幕。摩西不能进会幕，因为云彩停留在其上，并且耶和华的荣光充满了帐幕。 每逢云彩从帐幕升上去，以色列人就启程前往。云彩若不升上去，他们就不启程，直到云彩升上去。日间，耶和华的云彩是在帐幕以上；夜间，云中有火，在以色列全家的眼前。在他们所行的路上，都是这样。
So ends the reading of God's word. Please be seated. That was the account of building a tabernacle, an elaborate tent, in the wilderness, according to the pattern that God had shown Moses on Mount Sinai.
以上是关于在会幕的记载。会幕是一个精致的帐幕，是根据上帝在西乃山上指示摩西的样式建造的。The
tabernacle was a sacred place. The tabernacle, which was a sacred place, was only part of an interrelated system of worship. The other parts, the sacrificial system and the ritual purity system described in the book of Leviticus, all work together. Each of these was a continuum. The sacred place of the tabernacle described who could be in what space, where God dwelt, where the priests could be, where the Levites could be, and then spaces for the Israelite men, women, and then the Gentiles. The sacrificial system laid out what to give the priest to sacrifice and for what purpose. The ritual purity system described what animals could or could not be sacrificed, what foods could or could not be eaten, and what could be touched or not be touched. If one was deemed to be ritually impure, then one could not take his place in the sacred space until purified. Now God was using each of these systems to teach his people valuable concepts. And possibly in another sermon, I will explain some of those. But today, I want to focus on the building of the tabernacle in the wilderness, because through its construction and maintenance, God's people were playing a part in the creation of God's people. How is that? Well, first, it's important to note that God would dwell in the sanctuary of the temple, and his people could meet with him there through the ministrations of the priest. The tabernacle would move the people so they would always have a physical reminder that God was with them. Now this gave the people a great sense of comfort, but also identity and purpose. They knew they were to worship God, and they had a God-defined place and a way to do it.
他们知道自己要敬拜上帝，而且是按照上帝设定的地方和方式来敬拜上帝。
Now the second important thing to see is that the people had a part in creating the tabernacle.
第二个重要的方面是百姓有份参加了会幕的建造过程。
The first way they did that was through offering gifts of gold, precious gems, and other precious materials for the tabernacle construction. In fact, they offered so much that Moses had to tell them to stop. See, everyone wanted to play a part in the project.
首先参与建造的方式是他们通过奉献黄金、宝石和其他珍贵的材料来建造会幕。事实上，他们奉献的礼物太多了，以至于摩西不得不让他们停止奉献。每个人都想在这个工程中贡献一份力量。
The second way was through the skill of gifted craftsmen. Workmen already had skills which were part of the image of God in them, their creativity, but God specially blessed them for this work by filling them with the Holy Spirit.
参与会幕建造的第二种方式是通过使用那些有恩赐的工匠的技能。这些工匠本身就拥有技能，这正是他们身上拥有上帝形象、具有创造力的一部分。但为了这项工作，上帝特别赐福他们，使他们被圣灵所充满。
The third way was through the maintenance of the tabernacle and its workers. Many of the sacrifices that were offered were not just a way to worship God, but they were also used to support the priests and the Levites, who were the tabernacle workers, performing the ritual sacrifices and handling the sacred objects and maintaining them.
第三种参与的方式是通过对会幕的维护以及对会幕工作人员的供养。许多所献的祭不仅是敬拜上帝的方式，也是用来供养那些在会幕中服侍的祭司和利未人。他们说，他们是负责献祭礼仪、管理并维护圣物。
Now, to put another way, the sacrifices and offerings that a person gave were not just part of worship to God, but also helped to keep the worship place going.
换句话说，一个人所献上的祭物和供物不仅是敬拜上帝的一部分，也是帮助维持敬拜场所持续的进行。
To sum up what we learn here, God dwelt on earth in the midst of his people, in the holiest place in the tabernacle. And each of God's people had a part in building it. They also had an ongoing task to maintain this holy place and to worship in it.
总结一下我们到这里学习到的内容。上帝居住在地上和他的子民同住，就是住在圣墓的至圣所里。每一个上帝的子民都参与了会幕的建造，他们也肩负着持续不断的任务，就是帮助维护这个圣所，并在其中敬拜上帝。
The children of Israel, with the tabernacle in the midst, were a people that God had created for himself. He took care of them, and they worshiped together. And through their offerings and other work, they helped to maintain this sacred space at the center of their community.
以色列人因会幕在他们中间而成为一群属上帝的子民，上帝看顾他们，他们一起敬拜，透过他们的奉献和他们其他的服事，帮助维护了这个在他们群体中心的上帝的圣所。
Now, as most of you know, the tabernacle did not stay a tent in the wilderness. David conceived of building a house for God in Jerusalem. And David's son, Solomon, built a temple made of stone and cedar wood.
众所周知，会幕并没有以帐幕的形式 在旷野中。大卫只有心智在耶路撒冷为上帝建造一座圣殿。后来大卫的儿子所罗门完成了这项工作，他用石头和香柏木建造了圣殿。
Now Solomon's temple was destroyed by the Babylonians in 586 BC when God punished the children of Israel and exiled them from the promised land.
公元前586年，上帝惩罚临到了以色列人，将他们驱逐出应许之地，所罗门所建造的圣殿也被巴比伦人摧毁。
That seemed like it was the end of God's project to create a people for himself, but God had other plans. He created a way for some of the people of Judah to return, and over many years they rebuilt the temple in Jerusalem.
这看起来像是上帝为自己建造子民的计划终结了，但上帝另有计划。他为一部分犹太人开辟了一条回归的道路。经过多年后，他们在耶路撒冷又重建了圣殿。
This temple was still standing in Jesus' day, but it would not stand for long. Does that mean God's plan to create a people for himself was ended? Well, let's listen to what Jesus had to say about this.
在耶稣时代，圣殿仍然屹立着，但它不会长久矗立。这是否意味着上帝要为自己创造子民的计划就此终止了呢？让我们来听听耶稣是怎么说的。
When the authorities in Jerusalem asked Jesus by what authority he was casting out merchants in the temple precinct, Jesus responded in this way.
当耶路撒冷宗教的权威质问耶稣，你凭什么权柄把做生意的人赶出了圣殿？耶稣这样回答。
Jesus said, destroy this temple, and I will raise it again in 3 days. They replied, it's taken 46 years to build this temple, and you're going to raise it in 3 days?
耶稣回答说，你们拆毁这殿，我3日内要再建立起来。犹太人便说，这殿是46年才造成的，你3日内就再建立起来吗？
But the temple he had spoken of was his body. You want to say that?
耶稣当时谈论的是指他的身体。
Jesus was talking about his physical body, but I believe he was also talking about something else.
耶稣当时谈论的是他的身体，但我相信他也在谈论别的事情。
A little bit later, when Jesus got into a discussion with a woman at the well in Samaria, the conversation turned to questions about where the right place to worship God was, in Jerusalem or Samaria. Jesus had this surprising thing to say.
稍后，当耶稣在撒玛利亚的地井口旁与一位妇人交谈时，话题转向了关于敬拜上帝的正确地点，是在耶路撒冷还是在撒玛利亚？耶稣说出了这样令人惊讶的话。
Woman, Jesus replied, believe me, the time is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. The time is coming, it has now come when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. God is spirit, and his worshipers must worship in the spirit and in truth.
约翰福音4:21-22, 23-24，耶稣说，妇人，你当信我，时候将到，你们拜父也不在这山上，也不在耶路撒冷，时候将到，如今就是了，那真正拜父的要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。神是个灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。
This sounds like Jesus is saying the temple of the future was not going to be a physical one or one that was anchored to a specific location.
这听起来像是耶稣在说，未来的圣殿不再是一个有形的建筑，也不再是一个固定在某一个特定地点上的圣殿。
Let's turn again to the first letter of the Apostle Peter, where he uses the language of Exodus in Mount Sinai experience to explain to us, Christians, who we really are.
让我们再次翻到彼得前书，使徒彼得用出埃及记和西奈山经历来向我们解释基督徒真正的身份是什么。
Peter says,As you come to him, the living stone, rejected by humans, but chosen by God and precious to him, you also, like living stones, are being built up into a spiritual house to be a royal priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
你的前书二章，主乃是活石。固然是被人所弃的，却被神所拣选、所宝贵的。你们来到主的面前，也就像活石，被建造成灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，记着耶稣基督奉献所悦纳的灵祭。
He continues, for in Scripture it says, "See, I lay a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone."And the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame.
因为经上说，看哪，我把所拣选的、所宝贵的房角石安放在西安，信靠他的人不至于羞愧。
And he continues, Now to those, to you who believe, this stone is precious. But to those who do not believe, the stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone.
继续，所以他在你们所信的人，他在你们信的人就为宝贵，在那不信的人有话说，匠人所砌的石头，已做了房角的头块石头。
And a stone that causes people to stumble, and a rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey the message, which is also what they were destined for.
又说，做了绊脚的石头，跌人的磐石。他们既不顺从，就在这道理上绊跌。他们这样绊跌也是预定的。
But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession.That you may declare the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his wonderful light.
二章九节，唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是君中的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
The Apostle Peter is telling us that we Christians.Are the new tabernacle of God, a spiritual one that is built upon the cornerstone of Jesus Christ, with each of us being like a living stone from which the temple is constructed. As part of being this spiritual temple, we offer spiritual sacrifices and serve as priests to those around us, helping to bring them to God.
使徒彼得告诉我们，我们基督徒是上帝。新的圣殿是建立在耶稣基督房角石上的属灵圣殿。我们每个人都像一块活石，共同建造成主的圣殿。作为这座属灵圣殿的一部分，我们献上属灵的祭物，并担任祭司的职分，服务周围的人，帮助带领他们归向上帝。
In his letter to the Romans, the Apostle Paul describes our spiritual sacrifices this way. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当做活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。不要效法这个世界，只要心智更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神良善、纯全和喜悦的旨意。
Our spiritual sacrifice is to offer all of our lives to God and be transformed in our thinking and behavior by the power of the Holy Spirit. And the Apostle Paul continues his exhortation as follows. Do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment, in accordance with the faith of God that God has distributed to each of you.
使徒保罗继续这样说，不要看自己过于所当看的，要照着神所分给个人的信心的大小，看得合乎中道。
And this is the important part. Paul continues, For just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to the others. We have different gifts according to the grace that God has given to each of us.
一个身子上有好多肢体，肢体也都不是一样的用处。我们这许多人，在基督里成为一身，互相联络做肢体也是如此。按照我们所得的恩赐，各有不同。Now,
if your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully.
或说预言，就当照着信心的程度说预言；或做执事，就当专一执事；或做教导的，就当专一教导。 或做劝化的，就当专一劝化；施舍的，就当诚实；治理的，就当殷勤；怜悯人的，就当甘心。So
here, Paul uses the concept of the body of Christ to describe who we are. We, as the body of Christ, are the new spiritual temple that Jesus said he would create. But just like the old temple, every one of us has a part to play in building, growing, and maintaining this new spiritual temple.
在这里，保罗用基督的身体这个概念来描述我们的身份。我们作为基督的身体，就是耶稣所说的要建立的那座新的属灵的圣殿，就像旧约中的圣殿一样。
And each member is given gifts and ability by God to help in creating and maintaining this spiritual temple, the body of Christ.
并且每个肢体都被上帝赋予了恩赐和能力。 来协助建造、维护这座属灵的圣殿，就是耶稣基督的身体教会。So,
my question of you this afternoon is, what part are you playing in building and maintaining this spiritual temple? this body of Christ, which is the people that God has created for himself. Each of you has a part to play, a way to serve as being a member of the people of God.
所以今天下午我想问你们的是，你们在建造和维护这座属灵的圣殿，就是基督的身体，也是上帝为自己创造的子民的过程中，你们扮演着什么样重要的角色？你们每个人都当有自己的角色，就当按照自己的责任去服侍上帝的子民。
And if you do not know what part you are to serve, well, pray to God about that, but also discuss it with your elders who are gifted with discernment and spiritual encouragement to help you find the role God wants you to fulfill in the body of Christ. Now this question to you and my exhortation on how to answer it may surprise you, but I want you to remember the Mount Sinai account of how the temple was originally created. God not only gifted Bezalel and Aholiab with the skills to make the temple, God also gifted them with the ability to teach others how to do it.
以及我对你们如何回应的劝勉，也许会让你感到惊讶。但我希望你们能够记得西乃山上关于会幕最初是如何被建造的那段记载。上帝不仅赐给比萨列和亚格利亚伯建造会幕的技能，还赐给了他们教导他人如何建造的能力。
And the same thing happens for us. Let's listen to what the Apostle Paul says about the church, the body of Christ, that is built up, and what the purpose for doing that is. So Paul says, so Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, and pastors and teachers to equip his people for the works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the measure of the fullness of Christ.
以弗所书4章11到13节，他所赐的有使徒、有先知、有传福音的、有牧师和教师，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体，只等到我们众人在真理上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。So,
just like God gave the children of Israel Bezalel and Aholiab to help them build the tabernacle, God gives you pastors and teachers like Hang Jang and your elders and myself to teach you.
比如恒江和你们的长老们，包括我自己，来教导你们。And
the purpose of our teaching is to equip you all for works of service in the body of Christ. Again, we each have our part to play in building up and maintaining the body of Christ.
我们教导的目的就是要装备你们，使你们都能在基督的身体中参与服事的工作。我们每一个人都有一份要承担，要为建造维系基督身体的部分。
But our teaching is also to help all of us reach a maturity and fullness in our faith in and knowledge of Christ. And it also knits us together in unity as the body of Christ, as the people of God which we are.
此外, 我们的教导也是为了帮助我们众人在信仰上，在对基督的认识上达到成熟和丰盛，并且也使我们在福音中紧密地联合在一起，成为基督的身体，成为上帝的子民。我们本就应该如此。
So let us pray.
让我们来祷告。
Dear Lord, we thank you that you have not only taken the initiative to seek us and form us into your people, we also thank you that you have given each one of us a part to play in building up your people, the church.
教会中所担当的角色。Open
our eyes and give us the faith we need to see what our parts are.
求你开启我们的眼睛，赐给我们信心，使我们能够看清自己的角色和当尽的本分。Help
us to encourage one another in this effort.
求你帮助我们在教会中建立彼此的鼓励。We
praise your name for all you have done for us and through us. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, Amen.
Amen. Amen.
As I said earlier, the tabernacle was gone. But I think it might have been nice to have that constant physical reminder in our midst. A reminder that God is with us and that we are His people.
就如我前面所说的，会幕已经不复存在了。但我想，若它仍然在我们中间，那该多好！那就像一座持续不断的实体的提醒，让我们知道上帝与我们同在，并且我们是他的子民。The
physical tabernacle and the temple that succeeded are gone. We are now the spiritual temple of believers, worshiping God in spirit and truth. But God is gracious enough to give us one physical reminder and representation of His presence with us in the Lord's Supper.
那实体的会幕，以及后来取而代之的圣殿，如今都已经不存在了。我们现今是一个属灵的圣殿，由信徒组成，在圣灵和真理中敬拜上帝。 但满有恩典的上帝仍赐给我们一个有形的记号，来代表他与我们的同在，那就是主的圣餐。And
that is what the bread and wine do. As humble as they are, they remind us that God is present with us spiritually by faith, and that we are God's people who come without fear into God's presence to commune with Him.
这就是饼和杯的意义。尽管它们看起来很朴素，却提醒我们，记着信心，上帝真实的与圣灵的同在和我们同在，而我们是属神的子民，可以坦然无惧的来到上帝的面前，与他相交。The
bread and wine, through the words of institution, remind us of how this can be so. For the bread represents Christ's broken body for us, and the wine is His blood shed for the forgiveness of our sins.
这饼和杯，借着主设立的圣餐时所说的话，提醒我们这一切是如何成就的。饼代表基督为我们舍的身体，杯则象征着他为赦免我们的罪。
And this is what Jesus and the prophets said would need to happen for God to build up this great spiritual temple that will reach all the people on the face of the earth from every tribe, nation, and tongue.
这正是耶稣和众先知所说的。上帝这样做是为了建造更伟大的属灵的圣殿。这座圣殿将覆盖全地的万民。
For Jesus said that they would destroy His body, but in 3 days He would be raised up again. And the prophets foresaw that He was the chief cornerstone which the builders rejected, but that God used to build up His people in a spiritual temple comprised of living stones.
因为耶稣所说，他们毁坏他身体，他们要毁坏他的身体。 但三日之后，他将要将他重建，而先知们也预言，基督就是那被匠人所弃的房角石，却被上帝拣选来建造他的子民，使他们成为由活石组成的属灵的圣殿。So
where are you today? Do you reject Jesus? Or do you find that His being the chief stone of God's spiritual temple is marvelous in your eyes?
那么，你如今处在什么的位置上呢？ 你是要拒绝耶稣吗？ 还是你发现基督作为上帝属灵圣殿的房角石， 在你的眼中是何等的奇妙可畏？
In light of God's mercies, are you willing to offer yourself as a living sacrifice to show God's glory and wisdom?
在上帝怜悯的大光中，你愿意将自己献上作为活祭，来彰显上帝的荣耀和智慧吗？
In light of God's mercy, I'm sorry. If what Jesus has done is marvelous in your eyes, and if you're willing to offer yourself to follow Jesus Christ for God's glory, then participating at this table is for you.
如果你眼中所看到了耶稣所成就的一切是何等的奇妙，如果你愿意上帝的荣耀，你愿意为上帝的荣耀将自己献上跟随基督，那么请你一同来分享主的圣餐。
But if you reject Christ and you're not willing to follow him and be transformed in your thinking and lifestyle, then this table is not for you. You should refrain from participating.
但如果你拒绝基督，不愿意跟随他，不愿意让你的思想和生活被基督更新改变，你还没有受洗成为基督徒，那么请你暂时不要领受主的圣餐，这是为基督徒所预备的。
With those words, let us pray.
让我们来祷告。
Lord, we thank you that you remind us through this supper that we are part of a living temple and that you are the cornerstone of this amazing spiritual structure.
主啊，我们感谢你，借着主的圣餐提醒我们，我们是那永活圣殿的一部分，而你是这奇妙圣殿的房角石。
We're also reminded that the builders rejected you, but through that rejection, you have purchased our salvation.
我们也被提醒，你曾是被匠人所弃，但你却因着那被弃绝，你为我们成就了救赎的恩典。
Bless this time of fellowship with you and with our fellow believers. Amen.
愿你赐我们与你并众圣徒一同相交的时光。Amen.
The Lord Jesus.